This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm with clear skies, making it a perfect day to be outside. In Jerusalem, expect sunny conditions. Tel Aviv will also enjoy clear skies, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. As the evening approaches, temperatures will remain pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, just in, the IDF is speeding up experiments with new technologies to counter Hezbollah drones in Lebanon. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israeli officials warned the U.S.-Iran deal might not meet all of Israel's military goals regarding Iran's nuclear and missile capabilities. Also, this hour, I-24 News reports the UK has pledged a major security overhaul to protect its Jewish communities amid a rise in anti-Semitic attacks. Separately, JTA notes that a Belgian historian questions the future of Jews in Europe, drawing on historical antisemitism to assess current insecurities. And finally, the Post D. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that a confidential CIA report suggests Iran could withstand a U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz for several months. Jewish Warrior 13 noted minutes ago that Iran has yet to respond to the latest U.S. proposal, according to an Iranian foreign ministry spokesperson. From X, Al-Arabiya Yang highlights that Iran has not reached a conclusion on a proposal to end the war, as reported by the IRNA news agency. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's efforts against Hezbollah, Walla reports the ground forces are actively testing new technologies to counter drone threats from Lebanon. This comes amid criticism about cooperation with the Air Force. The move aims to bolster Israel's defense capabilities in a volatile region, signaling a proactive approach to security challenges. Turning to the U.S.-Iran deal concerns, Ynet shares that Israeli officials fear the proposed agreement might not sufficiently curb Iran's missile program or financial resources. This raises questions about the effectiveness of diplomatic efforts to constrain Iran's influence in the region. The implications could affect Israel's strategic planning and regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, the UK's security pledge comes as anti-Semitic incidents rise. I-24 News emphasizes the government's commitment to enhancing protection for Jewish communities. This initiative reflects growing concerns over hate crimes and aims to reassure both local and international Jewish populations about their safety. In a related development, JTA explores the historical context of Jewish insecurity in Europe. The historian Flora Kassen draws parallels between medieval antisemitism and current challenges. This analysis provides a sobering view of Europe's societal dynamics and the need for vigilance in combating prejudice. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports earlier today that congestion at Ben-Gurion Airport is forcing American carriers to relocate aircraft due to parking shortages. Separately, Walla Business notes that the Israeli tax authority has finally opened its system to provide compensation for those affected by recent events, offering advances up to 80%. And finally, Globes highlights that the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange is preparing for a significant wave of IPOs this month, with over 20 companies planning to go public, mainly from the real estate sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.